Loud, loud, loud.
My ears are bleeding.
Loud, loud, loud.
Come Christopher on, Lloyd. Come
on. Great Scott. Where we're going.
Brave Scott. Where we're going, we don't need any blood.
Where we're going, we don't need what?
Where we're going, we'll need a reanimator. There?
Who's there? Where am I? Marty!
It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.
That's us.
Why is Marty shaking like that?
Marty, you're shaking like a parky leaf.
What? What is that word?
The parky leaf?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. That's something Craig came up with. Like shaking like a leaf, but with Parkinson's.
Oh, you said that once on the show, and I was like, what
the fuck? A parky leaf.
Oh, okay. Mystery solved.
That was former aristocrat Craig talking about former aristocrat Dan and his short stint in the army.
Oh, shit.
When he got sent home.
Yes.
Because...
business cards.
He was... Yeah, because they deployed business cards. And Dan couldn't take it. He had some kind of nervous breakdown, and he was, quote-unquote, shaking like a parky leaf.
Chewing his thumbs off.
Yeah, chewing his thumb off, and so he sent them home. Get the shoelaces away!
I didn't know they actually did that.
Yeah. I am Derek. Dirk. Come on, Dirk. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Oh, let's get rid of sucker! Oh.
And Steve.
Bruce Jenner for president. Her Jenner.
Gross.
I want to watch him swallow something, a fucking Mossberg.
Oh. I'm starving.
He's wolfed down two relish dogs.
Matt had three.
He did. He always
sans three. Relish.
He's always out-eats everybody or eats out everybody, whoa. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually not hungry at all. So I could go for an old fashioned.
Yeah, you'd want that drink. We need a bartender here, you know?
I've been saying that.
Seriously, somebody can just make drinks.
I gotta get Steve number two's gotta get his Tinder whores in here.
Oh.
To bartend for us.
Ain't got none.
Mm. He's got a couple.
So he's got lies.
So he's got some crazy.
Yeah, you know who it is? It's Dawson. Wow. They're catfishing each other.
Whoa.
That would be awesome.
My name's Catfish.
Oh, do you ever watch that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you see the original, the movie?
No, I didn't.
That is fucked up.
That was the guy who did it.
His name is Neve Schulman. Big Jew. Right? I'm just saying.
Just for reference.
So
I was wondering what his religious background was.
Come on, what name, like Neve Schulman?
I can guess.
And he's in, like, you know, entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's in entertainment.
He got catfished originally.
Big
hardcore,
Jew.
Huh?
Bad by this like fat hillbilly woman with like retarded kids.
So she wasn't Jewish.
No, she was
Mama June.
No, this woman might have been worse.
Wow,
might have been. And it was actually really good. Like it was building up the tension of him going out there and meeting her. What, I don't remember what state it was in. Might even been in like Michigan, but it was like backwoods type shit.
Well, there's a backwoods to every state.
There is, absolutely. The fucking South Jersey's backwoods as can be. So even New Jersey has it. But it was really like shocking. So now every episode revolves around that. But it's still interesting to see what happens. Like I just saw one recently where this black girl thought she was talking to this. Well, first of all, her name was Miracle. Black people, wow. Stop making up names, please. Please, that's a public service announcement. Just stop. Well, that's my baby toolbox, and over there is U-log. Guardrail. You know, like no, just stop. Just whatever. Anyway, so
Propecia girl, what you do to your hair?
Maybe something good like Aloysius.
Linoleum, get up off the floor.
Linoleum.
So
I can't remember who that was. That was a comedian, but I don't remember who it was.
It could be any black comedian.
There was
was a white guy. Talking about black people.
Yeah, it was a
resume. Come on down here and tell us about yourself.
It was a mid-90s SNL episode with, Damon Wayans? And they're running the camp. They're calling out all the names of all the kids. They're all black kids, and they all have ridiculous names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she goes to meet this guy that she thinks is this, like, good-looking guy, and they got this whole thing going. And it turns out to be a woman. But she's straight. She had lupus and was like lonely.
Oh, she's just fucking around.
Yeah, but like she didn't mean it. Like she's like, well, we had a connection and that made me feel better. It's just very bizarre.
It's like this Always Sunny episode with Dylan Toback. And the fat black lady is catfishing all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they finally like track her down and there's like an old black man dying in a bed. Yeah. Like, whoa! Yeah. Where did he come from?
Yeah. Yep.
She's like, my name's Catfish. Yeah.
That's Luanelle or something. She's
funny.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've seen her in some TV.
She's like, you will back down or I will put you in the ground.
Yeah. Exactly. So the catfish thing is, it's still interesting. It still has some teeth to it, but it just it takes so long. Every episode, it's constant like build up and
yeah.
But yeah. Some of them are interesting, and some of them are pretty sad. I got to admit, some people in some really sad situations, you know.
Yeah, there was that was the one I saw. Yeah, like this guy, and he was talking to this girl for the longest time, and the girl, like through Facebook, ended up like ripping apart their entire circle of friends. So it's not even like, you know, oh, one day I'll get to meet you. Like she,
no, that was by design.
She just weaved herself into his life and like befriended his friends who were just like, oh, this is so-and-so's girlfriend, thinking she's like local or something, but she wasn't. And she like destroyed like all of their lives.
Yeah.
And they go to her house and she's just this just massive, massive black girl.
Like, that must be just like so demoralizing.
And she like wanted to like still have a relationship with him. And he's just like, no.
It's going to be okay, right?
She just lays back, puts him up. Who's going to fuck me?
She's like, well, I meant it when I said I loved you. And he's just like, no.
Here, come here, white boy.
Like, do you even realize what you did to these people?
Well, let me finish my last rib.
Oh, where is it? Get the fork out.
That was stick a fork in him.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yep. So stop catfishing each other, Steve and Dawson.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable rib.
They bonded over the Rangers.
Ugh. I'm so glad they lost. Are they gone now?
It's like, done.
It's over.
It's done.
Yep. Now it's going to be Tampa Bay and whoever wins
so
the Blackhawks.
So now we have to. We have to endure whether or not they decide to pick one of these two teams to root for.
Yeah, it's totally arbitrary and nobody gives a shit.
Yep, hate it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's all right. We won. They lost again.
Yeah, never forget.
The Deadpool movie has wrapped.
Oh, they're ready to go, huh?
Yeah, production is over.
When is that coming out? This fall?
2016.
Ooh,
I think it said like February or something.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to see it.
I don't even know what it is.
You know what? You're right. Movie theater popcorn. I'll go see it.
Yeah, yes. Seriously.
And dude, recliners, leather recliners.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you'll probably fall asleep, but whatever.
Right.
The apnea.
I just saw the.
Mr. Apnea.
Yeah.
Bring me a dream. Mr.
Bring me some air. I probably have it too, so it's okay.
Bring me a nebulizer so I can breathe.
A nebulizer.
Is that what it's called?
Is that for apnea?
It might be.
They have a new procedure. I believe it's a laser correction. It's what causes you to snore and have sleep apnea is related. And it's the roof of your mouth.
Yes.
It gets loose as you get older and gain weight. And they can bring that back to its like original like tension.
It's like a facelift for the roof
of
your mouth.
It pretty much is. They used to insert these tiny little like pieces of like plastic or something like that.
Yeah.
They could put that in there, and it would make it stiffen up again, and they will not snore and will not have sleep apnea. It's pretty crazy.
Bring me dioxide. I don't know how people sleep with those things on.
Oh, those contraptions! You don't need them anymore. You just get the little zip, zip, and you're good.
Well, yeah, now, but like the guy I work with still wears it every night, and every day he comes in the morning, and he has like strap marks all on his face from this thing.
Is he Vader?
Hannibal Lecter at night?
That's what it looked like.
I know it does.
I know, and I'm like, what?
Maybe that's why Vader wore that mask.
Yeah, it just hooked right up to his mask, just clipped on.
It's apnea. Stop! 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 Stop!
It's breathe. Sleepy time.
Oh my god! Oh no, that's not it.
That's definitely not it.
sleepy time.
It's nap time.
Feed me oxygen.
That's not far off, dude.
I think as Matt's doing that, he's kind of
What that one brother say to you? He's like, yo, that snoring, that was real, man.
That was real. That was real. It was real.
Yeah. I got it bad, too, though. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, you've been, like, you just fall asleep. Well, like, for, like, the last 10 years. He'll be like on the recliner, and all of a sudden you'll look over, and his arms will be folded, his legs will be like pinned straight, and he'll be completely unconscious.
Where?
In the middle of like hanging out.
Oh, well, we don't even really do that anymore.
Because we used to make fun of him when he was asleep, because he would talk in his sleep.
Well, it's usually because I was drinking a lot of times.
Well, that's true.
Anybody that drinks knows that the Sandman gets you quick.
The Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'll be having a great time.
As soon as you lay down.
If you eat, and then you start kind of maybe easing off the beer or the alcohol, you're like,
I gotta admit, I like Vader's music.
Oh yeah,
it's got like a weird like
Will's here,
60s
cool.
thing going. Like,
you gonna play it when you leave?
Not Sable.
Yes,
that's anybody.
who witnessed that?
What was that?
The Sable.
That was thing. Matt and Mike.
That was just me, I believe.
No, it was you and Mike. I listened to the show recently. That's when he ran up to the car and said, it. Why are you playing so-and-so's
Triple
music?
H's music.
But then he drove away and he played like Sable's.
No. I was in the Pathmark parking lot, and all of a sudden I could hear from the distance, whoosh, dear, wow, whoosh. I was like, what is going on?
Hate it.
That's perfect.
I hate it. I hate her, too. So gross.
Like, why would you drive,
dude?
This, could you imagine? Like you're, it's just getting louder, and you can tell it's coming out of a car. I'm like, what is it? I'm like, oh my god, no!
I need to do like a thing with it. So it's like,
yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah. Is that Sable's music?
Meow. The fuck is that? Yeah. Oh my god.
It was
just Will.
And then like he makes like the turn so he gets the Doppler.
What's up, guys?
No, he like makes the turn around into the parking lot so he gets the Doppler on it. Yeah. This is like, yeah.
Somewhat related. Remember another thing he used to do is drop us off? And I wanted to say this to him, and he would always honk. It would be like 2 in the morning.
Don't honk.
Dude, when you leave, don't honk.
Don't
and every
honk.
Night, without failure, he'd honk his loud-ass horn. I always wanted to mention that to him, man. That's funny.
Yeah, and then there was
that.
The Middletown Diner where he was blasting Triple H's
TV. Yes, that
Mike,
was the thing
Mike was there.
That was the thing I was talking about.
Yes.
He ran, and Mike does not run.
No.
Okay? not since he played soccer as a youth.
Yeah.
As a youth. Two youths.
Why? And he was like yelling into his window, the closed window, why are you blasting Triple H's music? And Will like took off.
And Mike doesn't get upset over like
not
anything.
Like yeah.
Like, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
Unless you're Steve, that's the only thing that ever pissed him off in life.
Yeah, that was years of abuse.
Was Steve.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
Sleepy time.
It's sleepy. Down, 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 down. Speaking of superhero movies, I think we're going to end up seeing the entire Suicide Squad movie before it even fucking...
Oh, yeah. First of all, we didn't talk about what the fuck is Deadpool, because I don't even know what it is.
Oh.
Oh, it's a Marvel superhero.
Deadpool's like a killing machine.
Yeah, but he's more he's
but
kinda,
he's comical.
He's rated R.
Yeah,
he's like the rated R comic book character.
He's like he tears down the fourth wall.
Oh, he tears it down. Totally.
He communicates with like the viewer.
Oh,
yeah, like within the comic book and stuff like that. So
who's playing him?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. He played
Delicious.
Him. He played him in the Wolverine Origins movie,
that horrible,
and it was just really bad because like the character couldn't get the proper focus in the movie, and then they just turned him into this like abomination of what he is.
Yeah,
and like really just ruined it. It was
but
really
now
bad.
They've basically
they've said,
done him
forget
exactly
about
like the comic, which is what everyone loves.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
It's gonna be it's gonna be great.
It should be good.
And Suicide Squad is all the villains, banding together.
But now, as we found out.
Is Heath Ledger in it?
I don't think so.
Wrong universe.
It's unfortunately, it's Jared Leto, and I know everyone's like,
Everyone
gave crap to Heath Ledger. Mm. I dug Heath Ledger's Joker from the very beginning. When I first saw the picture of him with the scarred up face.
Yeah, I remember us talking about it
on the show.
The promotional for that was me and Pat? Had me buying it.
Probably.
I
bought into that so hard. I was like, this is going to be awesome. But
they
this Joker,
seen the greatest thing ever. I don't know, but I don't know. Yeah, this one I'm not sure. I
with all
pictures.
The tattoos,
it could be cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be cool.
It's different.
He wears like sequin jackets, and he has like a Lamborghini, like a purple Lamborghini with like black lights on the bottom, and it's just really weird. That's how he looks in the movie, that picture. And it's funny because in the comics and like the Tim Burton movie, the Joker fell into a tank of.
The stuff hit his face.
Yeah.
He fell into some chemical. It's never explained
whatever
what
it was.
And then Axis chemicals. Axis of evil chemicals.
Right. And somebody on Twitter said, it looks like he fell into a vat of Hot Topic.
Yeah. Which is a great way to. Yeah. The tattoo idea I thought was kind of cool.
It could have been cool if it wasn't such shitty tattoos.
It's a little hokey.
He looks like a juggalo.
Yeah.
Not even like a good one.
He should have just paid one of them. Went to the gathering and just paid one of them.
That's what looks like they did.
Pregnant and smoking,
They spent the weekend at the gathering and they're just like taking pictures of tattoo ideas.
Yeah, well, we'll give it a shot, but okay.
I mean, I'll see it, but. So Ben Affleck is in it.
Yes.
As Batman. We saw.
Yeah, everybody's a little on the fence about that one.
Yeah, so he's going to be doing the Batman vs. Superman and he's in Suicide Squad.
He's not a horrible actor. I don't dislike him.
I don't dislike him.
I just don't know. I mean, they can't do any worse than George Clooney is fucking. Well, that was one of the greatest and worst movies ever made.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What I am dying to go see is Jurassic World. 2 weeks.
See, I think that looks like garbage.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Really?
The dialogue
in that is so cringy.
It is. Man,
but that's just
like
the little
for that movie.
The first one was like that, too. The first one had a lot of really hokey moments.
But that was in a time when that was the norm.
I think it looks cool.
I think we're beyond that now.
Although I do like, I got to say, what's got me is the piano.
Yeah.
Sounds really, I like that it's got a little more of a foreboding sound to it. I hope that's the direction they go, because the second one I never even, to be honest, I never sat there and watched the second one.
Second one's not good.
The third one is just a, I know, that's what everybody says, if I never bother. The third one I've watched, it's goofy and it's not as good. And they just kind of redid the first
one
a little bit.
Yeah, it's better than the second one only because of how bad the second one was.
Yeah. So they really kind of dropped the ball. But now that they're kind of, I think, returning to the roots, so to speak, of the feel of the first one. That's just what I gather from. I'm going to go see it, absolutely. So I hope I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. And then there's
the SeaWorld concept is really cool.
I definitely
there's a lot that they
it.
Didn't really. There was so much they could have done, but they could only fit in one movie.
Because the park is open. Like, it's finally, you get to see what would happen. You know, everything was always just like, can't open.
See, like,
the
third one, they talk about there was a second island.
Yeah.
And that was, and they had even more, so they had, like, the big bird cages for the pterodactyls.
Yeah, they show all the shit, like,
all this other stuff, like, it was cool. It was all abandoned and had a very eerie feel to it, so, you know, the movie itself was kind of corny, but... You know, I'm definitely looking forward to that guy. Can't lie.
And then there's San Andreas with The Rock.
Oh my God!
Wow.
He's a faggot. I hate that guy.
He's just. It feels like almost like an anime, like a Japanese movie. Like The Rock is just this happy-go-lucky guy on his helicopter saving people, and that's all he does. And then all of a sudden, there's this massive like 10.0 earthquake. And he's got to save as many people as he can.
I never liked him, and I never will.
And you know what else it has though? Him. Alexandre Daddario.
I don't know who that is.
You do. I showed you.
You do. Yeah. Against my will, I do.
Against your will. Oh no, she's incredible. She's Ruby Taft on Always Sunny. When Charlie and Dee meet the Taft siblings and they wind up doing like Cruel Intentions with the episode, and the guy tricks them and records. D and Mac like fighting each other and he like punches her in the vagina.
Yeah. I'm down with that. And then, I don't really remember.
And then
that,
Ruby's with Charlie and Charlie uses her to get the waitress to talk to him again.
Every episode revolves around him trying to bang the waitress. It's so great.
But she's incredible.
The last show we were talking briefly about Forrest Gump.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
Referencing an old show we did.
Yes.
Now, if you remember at the end of Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan sent Forrest a little bit of an investment in some kind of fruit company. So I guess Lieutenant Dan was in the movie one of the primary investors in Apple or something mm-hmm. like that. So in the movie, Forrest gets a piece of the shareholder for Apple. So assuming that it was a $10,000 investment, which I guess would be common for something like that, today, well, in 1994, the release date of Forrest Gump, the $10,000 would have been worth $18,173.
But now,
today, it would be worth
$20 million.
Over $2.5 million.
Pretty close. Yeah.
And Price is Right rules, you lose. You went way over.
Actual price of the investment is...
That's a long investment, though, from like 1980 to...
That's the way the game works, man.
Yeah.
You're in for the long haul. Unless you get in some IPOs or something.
Damn.
Money.
Money, money, money.
Shekels. Neve Schulman.
Everything has to do with wrestling.
Everything.
Everything.
I can literally go anywhere in the world and make it do something with wrestling.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody's name that I haven't heard in a long time.
Uh-oh.
Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's she doing?
She's ready to sing like a canary.
Uh-oh.
For a price.
Of course. Yeah.
TMZ got video of the acquitted alleged child killer.
She ran off with the money, baby.
That's fine.
That's
Casey
fine.
Anthony.
She left a dead baby somewhere, baby. Where's the baby, baby?
She took the money.
Why doesn't she just do porn to make everybody happy?
She should.
Yeah. She looks like she could suck a mean one.
She definitely can.
Matt knows.
Wasn't that what she was doing after she killed her
yeah,
kid?
Yeah, she was like...
She
like,
went out and got a tattoo.
Yeah,
and,
like got a, yeah. a tattoo of like a banged at a party.
What a party girl.
Ugh. She flew into New York late Thursday. A photographer had a strong feeling it was Casey, even though she denied it was, but we figured out she's the real deal. The white-haired agent by her side is a PR guy who was negotiating an interview with the networks right after her 2011 acquittal. As we reported, this is TMZ, Casey wanted cash, and some networks were wheeling and dealing.
Wow.
But they all got cold feet in the end. But now they're back, and she's about to appear on TV for her first sit-down. So she's...
Hey, aren't you Casey Anthony? No, I'm Anthony Sullivan.
Anthony Sullivan here for dead babies.
No, I'm...
But wait, there's more. We know where JonBenet is, too.
Wow. Damn.
Oh.
So she's going to tell what? That she murdered her
kid? Her story. I guess her side of the story.
Did she got tried and acquitted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So double jeopardy, right? So she can do that. She can pull an OJ.
Let's see here. Yeah. Casey.
Let's see. Come on.
Run. You love TMZ.
Oh, she grew the hair back.
Ooh, yeah. She looks good.
Rumor has it you've been volunteering at various clinics. How's that going?
Rumor has it you got fat fucking titties.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Am I mistaken? What are you doing for a living now, Casey?
You blowing guys a lot?
You on Bang Bros yet?
You're the wrong person. I apologize if I am.
Excuse me, sir. Ooh, she got some bitch with her.
Yeah.
Everything going well?
Everything going well. It's Martha Stewart.
I've been volunteering. How's that going?
This guy's an annoying
All right,
voice.
Have a great afternoon.
That was really riveting.
Fucking Kevin Nash stepping in there.
Riveting footage.
Yeah, really. Man, they'll put anything up.
Yeah, well, dude. Have you ever watched
Bring up some
shit?
Pictures of Casey Anthony.
Oh, God. Matt's going to get a boner. If he doesn't already, from talking about Ian Coulter. I want her to go on TV. She'd be like, I just don't like black people. There, I said it.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody's honking.
Now, didn't
she's
she?
Honking.
Oh, look at that face. I love it. The pouty yes. face.
Mm-hmm.
What a slut. A cigar.
Smoking a stogie.
She got the Joker's fucking shot glass.
Yeah.
You mad?
You mad, bro? You got Jared Leto's fucking drink glass.
So wasn't she like making like videos and putting them online or something?
She had like pictures of her ass and stuff on the internet. Yeah,
she's a disaster.
Oh my God.
She needs to just do porn, straight up.
Yep, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
And Matt will be subscribing in a heartbeat.
Subscribing.
Pictures of her and her kid.
Yeah, that baby's dead.
Yeah.
That baby ain't coming back.
That baby's got eternal apnea. Yeah.
Wasn't that, didn't they like put it in the pool or something? What was the whole rundown of that? I don't even remember.
Oh, man.
Was that the one she
buried it somewhere?
I think she chopped it up and buried it or something.
I don't know if she chopped it. She probably suffocated it and buried it. That's most likely what happens.
Poor Kaylee.
Well, we'll be looking for you on Bang Bros, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, they found her in Florida.
Hmm. Figures.
And didn't she dye her hair blonde?
On the Florida-Georgia line.
But she really, like, I don't even know how that guy knew that was her. Like, she just looks like every woman you know.
L.A. is just a cesspool of these awful people running around with phones, following people.
Yeah.
I would never.
Well, that was in New York.
The thing is.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was in New York.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, doing his job, he is trained to be able to, like, identify a celebrity like that. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty awful. That's why I would never want to be famous, ever. Money's whatever. I have money to do what you want, but, like. You can't do anything.
Nope.
You can't take a shit without somebody like trying to film it, buy it, scoop it out of the toilet. You know, like it's just. It's
Dude, you really should just go around and pretend you're Big Joe.
If I could, I would.
Yeah. All right, have fun. You don't have to tell me. You're allowed to leave.
Going to bed on the ponies.
Yeah, going to the pony show.
Unbelievable. You should, though. You should just go around as a Big Joe.
Oh, boy. Could you imagine? I'm not that fat yet, dude. Stop like killing my self-esteem.
It's not the fat. It's the similarities.
I guess.
I wouldn't say Big Show's fat.
He's fat.
No.
He's in better shape than you.
He's very fat.
Yeah.
But yeah,
shape than all of us. He's thick.
He's very thick.
Oh, he's thick. Yeah,
but
right.
He wasn't always that thick.
No, when he was younger,
he
had
probably like 45.
He had a
now,
waist
so, yeah,
on him
yeah.
when he was younger. Yeah. Yeah, I remember him. He was like a V. Yeah.
He went up to.
My strength is a million times greater than that of Hulk comedian.
He was over 5 bills at one point. He said,
oh, yeah. "Boy,
he came down to about 425."
Yeah, well, he fucking gassed up the Undertaker in that match, right?
And then he did
said
that.
He was gonna do.
And then he did that awesome movie.
Oh. With Knucklehead.
Oh, Knucklehead.
I tried watching and we never could.
Knuckle Sandwich?
We tried watching
man.
It. $75. Right?
It $85.
$85?
Yeah. Apparently it made $85 when it came out, which I still don't
believe.
Is that
real?
Yeah, look it up. Opening weekend for Knucklehead. Box office.
No.
It was released. It was released in like 60 theaters or something like that.
No, it was released in like 100, I think.
No, it was very limited release.
Limited? So there's 60 theaters in our town alone.
I know.
So,
I know.
What was it, one Get town in every time
here.
Zone?
Get all the facts.
Every time zone had one fucking movie theater.
Here we go.
And then two extras.
Here we go.
Let's see.
Here we go. I love this is like a recurring topic.
Because it's hilarious.
Well, total box office
is only like in the thousands, right?
7,927.
That boss had like a $10 million budget.
They probably had to pay him that much
what
a
was
day.
The budget?
It doesn't even say production.
I know Kane's movies made more than that. See No Evil and See No Evil 2.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a site that will give me all that information. I'm not really up on all these sites.
TMZ.
Just type in Knucklehead box office.
True.
And that should bring
bucks,
up like
85 bucks, something like that.
It should bring up. I mean, especially for this movie because this is a very specific instance of very low money. Yeah.
Dude, low is not the word. Like grave is the word. Like that is a grave, fucking. Opening.
I mean, on thenumbers.com, it just says zero.
They actually lost money because they had to give money back.
The numbers.
Just says zero.
They had to give money back.
I'm trying to think. There was like Box Office Mojo.
That's one, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Knucklehead. Country.
What was that?
We're going to kill some time, you know?
What? What?
I don't know what that was. It was a raptor.
Yeah.
Jurassic World.
Anything?
The only thing that's come up is the 7900. Oh, here we go. By weekend?
Ooh. Yeah, opening weekend probably. Yeah, should be in there.
No, it's the only number coming up.
Well, that's something we heard. And it,
no, it, I saw it in print. Well, you guys keep looking up. I got to take a dump.
Oh, boy.
Oh no.
Middle of the show? Come
oh, well,
on.
Here's a... okay, wait.
You can't wait like 20 minutes? No. Come on.
Can't do it.
Take the mic with you.
WWE Studios Knucklehead fails to register on box office charts. Drew virtually no business during its limited engagement this past weekend. A chart listing the top grossing films, with the bottom movie making $75, did not rank the WWE-produced film. Even further, numerous websites that feature histories of all theatrically released movies and how much business they did, including last weekend, didn't have it listed. So it didn't even show it. That's why I can't find it.
Could you imagine McMahon, like, what he did when he heard that? Like, what? You gotta be kidding me. I spent $5 million.
The film was only scheduled for last weekend in select theaters, a total of six. So six theaters. So
why bother?
How much is let's say, like $9, right?
Yeah. So, oh, my God.
What the fuck?
You fucking animal. Wow.
So, like, eight people went to see this? Dude, more than eight people worked on this movie. The people who worked on it wouldn't even go and see it. The Big Show's family didn't even go and see it.
Probably, like, 1,000 people on the fucking crew.
Dude, eight people over six theaters. There were some theaters that had one person on average. Some guy just sitting in the middle of the theater.
Go, what the fuck am I doing?
What am I doing with my life?
I'm going to go see The Expendables.
Dude, more people accidentally see movies than that. Like, there are people that just go to the movie theater and just see a movie.
Well, I have to admit... something similar happened when I went and saw Ninja Turtles 3 with Matt. Four people, including me and him. Four people in the theater. That was it. Huh. I mean, was it just the day?
Yeah.
But that, I mean, any movie.
Oh, I've been in a movie theater.
Any
movie.
I went and saw Hot Pursuit like 2 weeks ago on a matinee, and there was still like 30 people in the theater.
Yeah.
Four people, including me and Matt. It was me, Matt, and then a guy and his son. And that movie was the drizzling shits. Knucklehead is probably better than that movie, but eight people.
Oh, man.
Man, that's fucking bad. I mean, now I think they do everything straight to DVD.
Yeah.
You know? But why bother? Like, why? It probably costs more to make the movie than the fucking... Like, the Marine 4 just came out with The Miz. Nobody gives a shit. Well, maybe people do. I don't know.
Now, this... No. This is from a message board back in 2010. So this is old data. But it has a track record for WWE films. See No Evil, which is the Kane thing.
Yes.
Budget was $8 million. Gross $18.5 box office.
Wow.
And DVD $44
million. Wow.
Wow. That did pretty good.
I guess because a DVD cost what, like 10 cents to fucking make.
Yeah.
And you charge $15, $20 for it.
The Marine budget was $20 million. Box office gross was $22 million.
Huh.
DVD was 26, so that made money.
Yeah,
The Condemned, which I don't even know who's in that.
I have no idea.
Budget $20 million. Box office gross $8 million. Whoops.
Whoops a daisy.
But DVD gross 22, so it technically made money. 12 rounds again. Yeah. I don't know what
it's
that
is. Cena movie. He's like this cop, and this guy kidnaps his wife, and he has to do all these like tasks.
Oh.
He's doing it's like the 12 labors of Hercules. You know, it's stupid.
Well, the budget was $20 million. Gross was $17 million, close but no cigar.
Yeah.
But the U.S. DVD gross brought into the green at $8 million.
That reminds me of another huge box office flop, Howard the Duck. George Lucas thought that was going to be his, like...
I love that movie.
His, like, magnum opus. And it was horrendous. I love it for its 80s cult carny thing, but it was, like... And I never knew, only these years later, did I realize that was, like, a whole comic and shit. That was, like, a whole character. I thought it was just this terrible 80s movie when I was a kid. And it would come on and be like, yes, Howard the Duck is on.
Wait, Matt just sent me a text from the bathroom.
From the bathroom 6 feet away.
Says, just saw Knucklehead tonight. It's hilarious. Big Show really knocks it out of the park. Who said that, Matt?
What is he talking about?
He just sent me that as a text, but it's in quotes. So who said it?
Oh, well, I can't wait to find out that.
Are you alive, Matt? Who said that? Oh, okay.
I know who it was. It was Will.
I was going to say it was probably Will.
Or Paul.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Really knocks it out of the park. Unbelievable. Knucklehead.
Well, I think, you know, not to... I mean, Knucklehead's obviously terrible. But, like, the theater experience is, like, dying. And that's, I think, why places like the local cinema did what they did, where they renovated. Now it's there's less seats. But they're reclined, these big recliners where you can put your feet up.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, it was just way more comfortable. And I think that's what theaters have to do to try to get people to come out of the house. Everybody
it is nice though.
People
it
just go to Netflix.
Nice, yeah,
just
of course.
Stay home. It's like, why bother and go? And there's always that element of you go to the theater and is there going to be a bunch of obnoxious people there talking? Yeah. That can ruin a movie, absolutely. What are you going to do, get in a fight over? I mean, it's just stupid.
And it's to a point now where you have to buy tickets online.
Yeah. Well, they still have it there, actually, believe it or not. I went. They have little touch screens now.
Yeah,
you can get a ticket that way.
You have to pick your seats now.
You don't have to. You can, though.
Every movie I've went to in the past year
see, I
that have the reclining seats, you have to pick your
seat.
Well,
what I did was I picked it, but I flipped the seating thing. I thought the seat I had, I picked seats right in front of the screen.
Yeah.
I messed it up. I didn't sit there. I sat in the back.
I mean, if there's no one there,
that's
sure,
what I mean. I was waiting, like, oh, I hope someone doesn't come along. Like,
but yeah, every time I go to the movies, there's always somebody sitting in someone else's seat.
Of course, it's like going to like a hockey game or something. Like,
yeah,
you gotta.
This is my seat.
Can you get up?
But people still don't understand.
No,
like they're just like, what do you mean this is your seat? Like, what do you own it?
I know. It was new to me, and that's why I didn't quite get it right away. I'm like, okay, I can pick my seat. I'm like, well, the handicapped is usually isn't that towards the front? So I thought that was the front. That was really the back. So I picked the opposite side. And then I was like, oh, fuck. When I got there, I'm like, I'm not sitting in front of the theater. I did that with Matt for X3. It was the worst experience of my life. I was like this with my neck craned back.
Yeah.
I had a neck fucking ache because it was a 3-hour movie. I'm like, never again.
I like picking the seats, though. You know,
that's a cool idea.
You can plan like a day ahead of time, pick your seats, be like, cool, we got good seats.
Yeah, but then you get there and some slob sitting there. Then what do you got to do? Fucking go.
You say, sorry, it's assigned seating.
Yeah.
This is my seat.
Yeah, I know.
And they get up and leave. If they give a shit, then you get the manager. What do
I know. I'm just saying. It's just,
like, we're human beings.
No, I know that. It's, it's something you didn't have to do before that's new to the theater.
It is new, but. Yeah. But most of the time, like when I go, if I try to bring the kid to the movies, if it's like a last minute thing, you can't get a seat.
No.
They're all booked up.
Yeah, because there's not as many.
It's either all the way in the front or all the way in the back or like on the side.
What is that fume that's coming out of there?
Can you smell his shit?
I think so.
Dude.
I think. Yeah, there's something bad happening in there.
He's just laughing.
He's just laughing evilly.
Yeah. He's slowly gassing us.
I might not make it through this broadcast.
Yeah, I know.
It's like War of the Worlds.
Yes.
Did I just say anything? Yeah. So it was cool. It was crazy. The theater, you go inside and the whole, like, the opening area, there's, like, seats now. You can, like, sit in the lounge and hang out. Like, there's, like, four or five, like a coffee house style. They still have the arcade, although a lot smaller. And nobody in it because nobody gives a shit about arcades anymore.
Unbelievable.
You know, so it's still there.
Yep.
Popcorn was still delicious.
Yeah.
So
I
was happy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the popcorn.
I love it. Got to have it every time. I'll pay the $10.
Yeah, that's one thing I'll pay for.
Ticket was like $7. It was Tuesday matinee, but the popcorn was like $11 with the soda. Well, that's just, you know, what the fuck? How often do I go to the movies, you know?
What is this? Comedian discovers two-way mirror in ladies' room of Chicago bar.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy.
It's Obama. I was just trying to find a...
Hey there, Adrian. I'm Tamale. I'm a comedian and clearly a lady.
Hi, Tamale. I'm Mike. And clearly a man.
I'm performing in a bar tonight doing some comedy.
Cool. I like comedy.
Behind me, you see a full-length mirror. That full-length mirror, if you can see, is opposite of the ladies' toilet, which is located here.
I guess it's for people who like to watch themselves go to the bathroom.
Let's take a peek at what really lies behind it. Here you will see the back of the door and a clear view of the toilet.
Wow.
Oh, I see. It's a sex.
That's
line.
Pretty,
Wow. I just...
Wow.
I don't get it. The bathroom thing, don't get it. Chuck Berry did it. Don't know why. Why do you want to watch people going to the bathroom?
I don't know. I guess you're just hoping to see something else. Or
like, you have internet porn. It's not 1952 where you got to be George McFly up in a tree, you know, peeping to see tit. I get it.
Why?
He's a peeping Tom.
It's like that's
all right. Hurry up, Matt. I got Back to the Future going here. Let's go.
Yeah.
I need you to do all the quotes.
But yeah, so that's ballsy.
Yeah, especially in a bar. Oh, that's gotta be awful. Girl goes in there, if she wings or something, she's like fucking doing a mat number on the toilet. That's disgusting. I don't even want to like hear about it, let alone see it. Girls peeing, all right, whatever, that's fine. Who cares? Yeah, whatever. Pee on me in the pool, whatever. I don't really care about it. But yeah, never understood that.
No.
And then half the time, you're just going to hear girls going in there talking.
Yeah. That's sexy. Listen to that.
Is that Matt?
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, my God. He bought me a drink. But he's, like, so ugly. Shit. I shouldn't have worn these white panties.
Shit.
Shit. It goes from shit noises to just people saying shit.
I don't know why I wear this thong. Come on.
Will you be serious?
Do that when Steve's here, all right? That's his thing. Bath gas.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you found that.
I'm fucking elated that I found that.
business owner. Oh, God. Yeah.
Thank you.
Steal keep that the, fucking door.
That. It's like fucking Grant's tomb.
Business owner takes bullet to groin. Ooh. To prove that his nutshells jockstrap works.
Wow.
Wow.
Is he on Shark Tank?
That would be awesome.
That would. Ba-bow.
So this guy actually took a bullet to the nuts.
Don't try this at home.
Nah, we won't.
Is this for hunters? Like, what is this?
It's constructed with the strongest materials known to man.
Adamantium? Vibranium?
In scenes that will make men wince all over the world, 38-year-old businessman.
Right, I just want to get to
his body.
The actual shot.
That's an annoying English voice, by the way.
So here he is with his jock strap on. What, are they going to automate it? So it's.
Well, they got to make sure it's going to hit the target.
To redo the thing. Sorry.
Why wouldn't he put any protection on his legs? Just in case.
I know.
My heart was coming out of my chest.
He's not even wearing shoes.
Oh, he's wearing those weird shoes that...
Yeah, gay.
That go around your toes.
Yeah, gay
what
guys
if
wear.
Something goes wrong?
Yeah, put something on your leg so you don't lose a leg or bleed out.
Or don't wear it. Just put it there. Just show
no.
that it works.
Just put on a dummy.
Yeah.
Why did he have to be the live
getter?
He's British. They're stupid.
So here he is. He's about to take a bullet to the groin.
Very lucky.
Oh.
That was it?
It was a little jiggle.
What do you shoot, an air gun?
Raybar's got balls of steel.
Balls
again,
of steel.
Maybe he's just plain nuts.
Oh.
I can't believe I just shot you in the balls.
I took balls.
Oh, they are American.
I think I got it, though.
That was the
fucking dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It was really very
What is the point? Who's the target audience for that?
Well, I mean, I guess he's... Yeah, like, is this supposed to be something you wear in case you get shot? Or is this just a jockstrap, which happens to be...
Generate YouTube views. That's all it is.
I got to tell you, most people don't aim for the testicles when they go to shoot you, okay?
I'll tell you what, I do. How you feeling, Matt?
I feel a lot better.
Yeah?
Feel refreshed? Feel lighter on my feet?
I'm sure my toilet doesn't.
Yeah, it's all right.
Unbelievable.
I always get worried with Derek's toilet because the flush is not very powerful.
No, it's not.
I'm like...
It's a secondary. It's an add-on, right? This was an add-on problem?
Yeah.
I'm like, is
Mine's the same.
Flush? I'm like, eh. It okay, it made it. That was close, though.
If it could glare at you, it would.
If it could just open the door, look at you, and shake its head. What the fuck was
Knucklehead.
That?
There ain't no bowl.
Disgusting. We need that as a soundbite.
Yeah, I gotta.
When you got a chance, you know, when you're not busy, you gotta definitely put that on.
I gotta find the program that I made our original soundboard with.
Yeah.
I look way down the toilet. What do you think I see?
Stop!
I see a bowl of feces, and it's
stop desecrating his music.
It's coming out of me. Ew!
Stop desecrating the man's music.
Oh, the poor dude.
He's burping, shitting, sneezing.
Can you just keep stuff in your body for 2 hours?
Fucking animal.
2 hours out of 24 in the day.
He's like a dog you just bought at a shelter.
Or just a fluid machine.
Get him a fucking distemper shot.
His mange. He's a kennel cough. You get kennel cough from being locked up in your room all day.
Pretty much. Yeah. Dude, the allergies are kicking my ass.
Matt's
too.
Claim to fame as kids was that he tore ass 100 times in one day.
No, it was
96.
No, it was
93,
74. I think it was.
No, it was. I think you were up to 90.
I don't know if it was quite the 90s.
That was his claim that he did that one day. I don't know if I had eaten
like an Italian sub earlier in the day. I was out with my grandmother. We were doing like yard sales or something like that.
Uh huh.
And we stopped off at a deli or something like that.
That's like one every few minutes.
It pretty much was. And you came over and it continued.
I know.
It didn't stop.
Mm-hmm. We were playing with the Police Academy figures that day.
Oh, God, he remembers what
I
we
do.
Were doing.
I do. Dude, my memory is awesome. That was the day I fed the rice to Larvell Jones. Because his mouth would open up. Open. The mouth on the figure would open up because he could make the noises. But like,
here, darky, have some
rice.
He'd
have like a switch on the back and his mouth would like open and close. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what's his face is dead. Fucking Tackleberry.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
He's been dead for a
he
while.
He died like 10 years ago or something like that. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yep, gone. But Steve Guttenberg's still alive and well.
Somehow.
And untalented.
In fact, I just saw him.
And as untalented as ever.
He was just on an episode of Community. He was playing an agent. I was like, oh my God.
Like I give a fuck for him.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ooh. Mm. Jew. Now, he is Jewish, right? Are you sure about that?
I can't verify that.
Who else has been gone? Anybody die?
Somebody from the movie Friday.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Well, there's Faison Love, Chris Tucker, Ice Cube, Tiny Lister.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it wasn't one of them.
Neil Long. Yeah, I'm wondering.
I just had it up, too. But
there's the neighbor.
Stand. Oh, Ronaldo Ray.
Hmm. Oh, that might have been the Spanish guy. Maybe. Yeah, I've seen that in the...
That guy?
Oh, oh. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a Spanish guy.
Oh, huh. Cool.
Continue, click the thing.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I recognize that guy.
Yeah.
75.
Oh, he might have been the father. You want some of his two old man?
Red's father.
Yeah. You want some of his two old man, huh?
Nope.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's him.
You know, I never saw that movie.
It's actually really funny.
Big fake tits.
That's all Matt cares.
I just saw breasts, that's all.
I didn't see any.
Right there.
Nicki Minaj?
Why?
They don't really look
like
breasts.
She's one hot end, I'll tell you that.
Nah.
I like her. She's dirty.
She's pretty gross.
She's like a dirty slut, too.
And he was on 227.
And
remember that when we were doing famous black TV shows?
Dude, I used to watch like so many. Like I grew up on black TV. That's why I'm like very aware of
You feel like you're in tune with them.
What's happening? I love what's happening. Yeah. 227. I watched Martin. Mm-hmm. Fucking
wow, he was on Sanford and Son, the Wayans Brothers, 227, Tonight Show, Sister.
Wow.
Who's Garrett Morris?
Oh, God. That guy sucks.
Bernie Mac show.
He was the original Token, by the way.
Wow.
He was Token SNL character. We just need a brother on here, you know?
Wow.
Let's just get some.
And then he appeared on everything. Everything black.
Yeah. Of course.
Is he still alive?
He was as of SNL's.
He was, that's
30,
right.
30,
40th?
No, they just had the 40th, didn't they?
He wasn't on the 40th then?
When Bill Murray was doing the song, he was sitting right next to him.
Oh.
He's like, in the year 25, 25. And Garrett Morris was next to him, just being black and untalented. Because that's what he is.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Sorry.
Sorry. He is still alive, Garrett Morris.
He definitely is.
He's got to be 85.
Black don't crack, dude. They live forever.
He is 78.
Close.
And he was on the newest SNL.
They just did the 40, right? That was the
and he was on it. Yeah. He did the Chevy Chase.
I didn't even bother watching it.
I watched quite a bit.
Everybody
of it.
Said it was terrible.
Celebrity Jeopardy was funny.
Yeah, that was all right. I just watched the bits and pieces.
Celebrity Jeopardy was always good. They never had a bad episode, ever.
This one was definitely overbooked because they tried to cram like a lot of characters into it.
They did, yeah.
It was still funny, though. Yeah. It was definitely still funny. The Burt Reynolds. It's like, sorry, I'm late. I just had to pick up my podium from the garage. Well, you're not late. You weren't invited. Who is Andre the Giant?
Nah, I'm asking. Who is Andre the Giant?
Norm said in one of those SNL things was that right before he got fired, he was going to have Burt Reynolds come on.
Yes.
Burt was going to come on, punch him in the face, knock him out,
and be even stupider.
And be even dumber. That would have been hilarious.
It would have been.
He's like, but then they couldn't because I got fired.
I got fired.
He got fired for no reason.
Unbelievable.
Was it no reason?
It was the guy. Because I watched the thing over
there
again. Olmeyer, the producer, he thought Norm wasn't doing a good job. So basically he decided that, or him and his cronies on the West Coast decide, he's got to do a better job. Fuck you, dude. Like, let the public decide.
Yeah, how about
that? So then they created these little cards to send in from TV Guide to mail directly to him about how it was such a bad decision. And that was the attitude. They thought, like, people were going to thank them for it, and they didn't. People were very upset because they liked how he did it.
Yes.
Well, everybody sucks Chevy Chase's dick, and he was terrible.
Yeah, he sucked.
Not funny. Like, he was the best. Even he said
he thinks he was the
best.
He's
like, I was the best. But, you know, plenty of people.
He did that. He did it for like 2 weeks.
He did it for a while, but he wasn't that good. Fucking Dennis Miller was good. Nealon was great.
Yeah.
So, you know, even Fallon and Tina was funny.
Yeah.
They definitely had good material, you know. Yeah. They had good
delivery. Well, once they had to bring it back to like the two anchors, it was like, I don't know. I liked it better with Norm MacDonald just carrying it and like doing his thing. Because
OJ didn't help his case any when he blurted out, "There's my glove. I've been looking all over for it." Just his delivery was just fucking in his face. He looked like Iron Mike's son.
He sounded like it.
A psychotic bum.
He would always have the things about, like, Mary and Barry.
Yes. Those were good. Yep.
But it's okay, because Mary and Barry will go on vacation and snort lots of cocaine or smoke lots of crack. Oh, man. Norm MacDonald's good.
What else we got?
Davis. Where's Davis? California?
Davis.
Maybe.
All right. In a novel approach to fighting childhood obesity, the Davis City Council voted unanimously this week to approve an ordinance making milk and water the default option for kids' meals, a victory for parents who want to shield their children from sugary beverages. Cashiers and waiters, everywhere. Cashiers and waiters and fast food joints and other restaurants that market meals to kids will be forced, under threat of a fine to the business,
what?
To offer water or milk with those meals, not Coke or Pepsi.
So, like,
parents will still be able to order soda for their children at no extra cost, but they'll have to ask for it. So basically, it's illegal to offer soda to a kid.
Oh my God!
in
That's pretty. It's pretty ridiculous.
In Davis.
I mean, like, yeah, like it's not good for them, but you know what? They don't. I mean,
it's called being a parent and making decisions for your children.
Yeah,
it's called moderation.
I mean, and you know what? Like most of the place, like I take my kid out places.
Yes.
And you know they usually ask what they want, and they give you those options.
Yeah, you can get an iced tea or a lemonade or something. Doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all sugary. I get it. They're kids.
Like
so what?
Like I'll go to like Wendy's and I'll get a kid's meal. And she'll say, like, you know, do you want apple juice or a fountain drink?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's great to have options, but it's not fucking, like, it's not kryptonite.
There doesn't need to be a legal fucking...
Yeah. Let's not bring the law into this.
That's what I mean. This is big government.
Bullshit.
This is big government. Let's the government decide what's right for us.
Please vote Ted Cruz in 2016. Please.
Please just vote a nuclear bomb for this world, because it's just disgusting.
Just do it.
Ted Cruz isn't going to do anything.
I know. He's just
nobody's going to do anything.
No. Nobody.
Okay. It's matter.
It's
okay.
Over.
It doesn't.
I don't believe it does.
Go back to sleep, Derek.
I'm with him, dude. It does not matter.
It really
does.
It
certainly does.
Maybe a little.
You guys don't believe that there are people who care about this country.
He can care all he wants. He can't do anything.
Barack Obama does whatever the fuck he wants. Because he signs executive orders.
But he hasn't gotten anything done.
Nothing good.
Neither did George Bush.
Nothing
good. Neither did Bill Clinton. The economy will sway one way or another, but as far as these individual issues, nothing's going to get done.
Yeah, but if Ted Cruz went in and he said every single executive order that Barack Obama made has now been declared null and void.
He's also like a weird, obsessed Christian, and I can't trust those people.
He's not.
He
is not.
He totally is.
He has
like prayer before everything.
So that's very common.
In 1957, sure.
No, it's still pretty common. You guys just aren't religious.
I don't know.
We're not. But this is common. It's not. It's not crazy. It's common.
No, I'm not denying that. I just don't.
But what
want
I'm
it in
saying
politics.
Is that it doesn't matter. You don't. You really don't have. You don't have like a say in that.
Oh, there's the problem. I should have a say. I'm
no
the voter. Remember,
that's up to you, and you don't have to vote for him if you don't like that. But what's to say that he can't do that? No, you don't. You don't have a say in that. So. What I'm trying to say is that this guy's running on the campaign to reverse all of these terrible things that Obama has done. And he has been like that before Obama was around, so you know that he's for it. It's not like he's just saying it now because, oh, guess what? He's done all these bad things, and now I'm just going to pretend, you know, to be against it. You know, he always has been. You know, and he could make a difference. And you know, it's up to the people to vote that right person in. There's no one else. There's no one else to vote for right now.
I know. It sucks no matter what. Uh-huh. That's the way I look
like
at
if you,
it.
Exactly. Like, say like somebody like Chris Christie went in, he wouldn't be as gung-ho about all those things. He would maybe be good on budget busting and buffet busting, but like, he wouldn't be...
I want every kid to have a soda with his value meal.
Yeah.
It's like, unfortunately, you're not going to get those kinds of changes from anybody who isn't, say... conservative and religious. You're not going to get the kind of changes you want to see unless you vote somebody like that in and deal with it.
Oh, well, whatever. Fucking nobody should be telling me what I can and can't get my kid.
Exactly. And Ted Cruz is in complete agreement with you.
Well, good. I'm glad that we agree on that, then.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I mean, there's a lot of special interest and a lot of backroom shit that goes on.
Sure.
That,
but he's, you know, so far as I can tell, because you knew that when Obama came in and said that everything is going to be transparent and, you know, everybody was going to know what's going to go on and every bill that they pass is going to be posted on the website. It didn't happen.
Of course.
It hasn't
happened. Every fucking president has promised everything and nothing has gotten done.
But
I'm not defending Obama, but I'm putting him in the same category as all of them.
But I just had this conversation.
And by the way, Ted Cruz is Canadian.
He was
born in Canada.
He's an American mother.
Okay.
That makes him American.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
So, he can
you know the
so
rules.
He was born in Canada.
He's already renounced the Canadian citizenship, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sure they love him there now. Hey, what?
Well,
hey, you don't renounce us, eh?
Yeah, he has to.
Hey?
If he wants to run for president, he can't be both. So, but he can be one or the other, and he is both, so he can pick one.
I want to see a birth certificate.
I can tell you
he already did.
I can tell you he ain't going to win.
With that attitude, he won't.
Well, I don't vote, and I don't give a
thank
shit.
God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I was just saying, I had the conversation where there's a difference between a politician lying to get elected, and then there's like a difference between them doing horrible things and lying about it every step of the way.
They all do.
To cover up.
Literally.
No, like brutally terrible things. ridiculously terrible. And just saying, oh, no, 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 that didn't happen. No, that was that. No, that was someone else. That was I didn't.
Sounds
do
like
that.
Every present we've had since we were born.
I know.
I didn't do that. You know, it's just, well, I'm not what? Saying that that hasn't happened. What I'm saying is there is a difference.
Ted Cruz is going to be no different.
How do you know?
I will vote for Ted Cruz if he comes out to this music.
Yes.
Maybe he could do like Owen did and come down on the zip line.
I hope so. Hope he breaks his dumb Catholic neck.
I'd rather him come out to Chris Benoit theme.
You Philistine. His dumb Catholic neck.
Yeah.
I'd rather him come out to Benoit's music.
At least you're not alienating our one listener who's Jewish.
Exactly.
No, he won't vote for him because he's stupid. He's dumb. He's dumb.
He don't
Christian.
Like the Beatles.
No, our one listener.
Oh.
B-Sheps.
Oh, okay. He's 21. What the fuck does he know?
No, but he's Republican, so he's automatically stupid.
Oh.
Guy graduated from 2 Ivy League colleges. 2 of them.
He's got 2 titles.
2 belts. 2 straps.
2-time world graduate.
2 straps. He has an entire division of the debating team of Princeton, I think it is, named after him. He's the fucking man.
Of the excellence of the catechism.
Oh, the excellence of executing debate.
You should just
wait.
Fucking bang
awesome.
Ann Coulter, and I'll vote for that.
I would vote for that too.
He could, you know,
bring it on.
He'd probably be one of the better looking presidents we had. So I'll watch him bang Ann Coulter.
One of the better looking.
You know, next to Ben Franklin. Oh wait,
whoops. Mitt Romney wasn't a bad looking guy, right?
I guess I don't know. I'm just making jokes. I want somebody to bang Ann Coulter.
Right,
throw and watch
Paul
it,
Ryan.
All right,
Paul Ryan. Perfect.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we saw how that went.
I was full of shit. We knew from the beginning.
Of course.
That's the thing. Like, you can tell. Like, John McCain, you knew, was full of shit.
Of course.
He was just there to lose. Like, literally, he was there to lose. He was a jobber.
He was like Eeyore. Like, don't mind
me.
He was
talent enhancement. He was there
Thanks for
to
voting
job.
For me.
Exactly. He was there to job to Obama.
He was Dan DeBeale. He was Dan DeBeale.
No, he was like Mark Merrow. Like, he was there, and he had the hot valet. It was Sarah Palin.
Yes, she was hot.
And then she rose to stardom. She exceeded him. It's the exact same thing. She was the Sable to his Mark Merrow.
Yeah. Oh, I want to bang her, too. So bad.
Not Sable.
No, Sarah.
But it's true.
Oh, man. Get up in them guts.
Oh, man. Give me some Benoit.
No, thanks.
We don't do
he doesn't exist.
We don't do murderers in this radio show.
He
doesn't exist.
Oh, man. A friend of mine from, was it Georgia? One of the gamers of old, the guy I've known for like 20 years.
OG.
Original
gamer.
He served Benoit at a McDonald's. He worked the drive-thru there.
Benoit didn't murder him and everybody
wow.
laughed.
Surprisingly not.
He didn't put him in the crossface.
It wasn't too long before it happened either, from what I remember.
Yes. If he was eating McDonald's, you know he's probably off his shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think most of them guys ever touched
That's
that
funny because he told me, he's like, dude, he's like, you never guess who came through the drive-thru yesterday. I was like, who? He's like, Chris Benoit. I'm like, what did he get?
Yeah, right? Like, what did he eat?
It was like a chicken sandwich or something
just
like that.
Yeah.
Grilled.
Yeah. Like Steve and orders Oriental chicken salad. Which probably has more calories than anything else in it anyway.
Maybe.
It's just a new meal.
Depends on the sauce.
I don't know.
Oriental chicken salad.
It's all he eats. I'm like, come on, dude. It's not good. It's still Applebee's. It's still not good for you.
I don't understand. Again, let's go back to Steve number 2's diet here. Because he always says that he eats healthy and he does things right. You can't weigh over 200 pounds unless you eat... like a significant number of calories.
It's thyroid, dude.
No, man.
Thyroid.
You have to eat. You have to have calories in order to maintain body mass. So what is he? What do you think he eats?
The thyroid regulates your metabolism. So if it's inactive, then it doesn't.
But
burn fat
he has muscular. He has muscularity though. There's no.
Oh,
I
know. I mean, you know,
there's
like
no excuse here. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with his thyroid. I think it's all fucking in his head.
I think he goes over two. I'm like, dude, you're not like fat, so you don't.
No,
need
but
to eat
but
that.
He has mass, is what I'm saying. So he, what is he eating that he's not telling us?
I miss Steve. He's out there somewhere
eating a chicken salad.
He's probably looking at the same McDonald's sign that I am.
He's right. He's just reading. He's just reading the nutritional information.
Yes.
I wish
he's
I could.
Reading the same nutritional.
I just want a nugget so bad,
dude. Just fucking give me the nuggets. But if you pay for them, it doesn't count.
At this point, I don't even care. I just do what I eat. If I want to eat something, I eat it.
Yep, that's it.
But I still try to eat, you know, veggies, a little fruit, try to do something.
I got to tell you, lately I haven't been able to eat like I could. It's just
good.
It just turns off, and I think it's a good thing.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It finally turns off.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, you found the switch.
Well, like last night, we had juniors, right?
We did.
I had...
At like 12 at night.
Yeah. Well, I had like 4 mozzarella sticks and a piece of chicken.
It was like 10.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't LA. It was before 11.
So I had the chicken sandwiches, some chicken fingers, not all of them. I had maybe 2 and like 3 mozzarella sticks. Normally, I would eat a whole thing of the chicken
fingers. I was surprised that you didn't eat more than you did.
Normally, I would eat the 2 chicken sandwiches. They're like sliders.
I just assumed
they're
bigger
than
my
custom. Did I have anything earlier in the day?
Oh, I stopped to cluck you. I forgot.
Yeah.
I think I had half a sandwich around like 2. So it was quite a bit of time between the meals there. But even still, normally I would have the 2 chicken sandwiches, a whole box of tater tots, a whole thing of sticks, and maybe all the chicken fingers. So I ate about half of what I normally
eat. You like tots.
But like when I was ordering, I was just like, you know what? I really don't want them.
Yeah.
I really don't want them.
If you don't want them, don't order them.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Yeah, so. Well, no, we went through Matt's diet.
Whoops. My diet does basically consist of bread, meat, and cheese.
Yeah.
And all fried.
The 3 things you're supposed to like ease off of.
And fried.
In,
yeah, exactly. Fry them all up.
Eat in moderation.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm getting hungry now. I'm not going to lie.
What do you guys eat?
I eat a lot of red meat and chicken.
Yeah, I eat a lot of meat.
I'm eating chicken.
Yeah. I believe me, I eat like garbage too.
Oh yeah,
I don't eat as much as you.
Well,
and definitely, in fact,
I don't know.
We're talking before
you
got here.
Over the course of the day,
I don't think so.
I only eat like once a day usually.
Yeah,
like I had bacon and eggs for breakfast.
See, I don't even know
which
what breakfast
is like
is.
Exactly. Yeah,
which is like my Saturday morning. I get up and I make bacon and eggs.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's say during the week, I won't eat breakfast. I'll have 2 cups of coffee. Sometimes I have lunch. If I have lunch, I'll usually go to.
See, I'd be like,
I'll go to Quick Check and get like a turkey sandwich,
mm-hmm.
like on a like a shorty sandwich.
Yeah,
turkey, Swiss, and mayo and bacon, and I'll have that for lunch.
Turkey and Swiss, mayo and bacon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's good.
No,
but,
it's very good actually.
Oh, it's delicious. So I'll do that like maybe every other day, or I won't eat. I'll skip lunch,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and then I have whatever it's for dinner here.
Right.
Which
or you'll
is,
pick something up maybe or whatever.
Yeah, or if, I might pick
or maybe
something.
Go out, you know, maybe go to the local places, you know what I mean? Diner.
But I'll eat like 2 or 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat that much. I just eat garbage stuff.
Yeah, my problem is I'm a snacker. When I'm home at night watching TV.
Chips. Yeah, I'm always grabbing something.
Chips, then maybe some cookies.
Like, I won't sit down with a bowl of chips.
But we almost eat pretty close to the same amount of food, though, because we're all pretty much the same weight.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, just Derek's 6'4", I'm 6'7", so, you know, you got some,
a little
some
bit of
growing
over,
to do there,
little
pal.
A little bit of an overbill.
Yeah, a little bit.
Derek is
still taller than Steve, though.
6'4"? No, he's not anymore.
Oh, he's not?
He's not.
Derek Strong.
No, we verified that
damn
a couple
it.
Years ago.
You always had that over him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's his bulge discs.
Yeah.
His bulge.
The bag weighs
mine?
Down.
Yeah.
I did lose an inch.
They did. They
yeah,
did
no bag. Hold me down.
What?
The bag holds him back.
There ain't no bag.
Bag to the future.
Pull my spine down.
When this baby fills up with 88 ounces, you're going to see some serious shit.
That's right.
Squish. Yeah, I'm a snacker. Always have been, always will be. I like my sweets and I like my night because I like to stay up late. I don't go to bed till like 1, 2 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, unless I'm really tired. So, chips.
You know what kills me?
Some cookies. A little
eating
bit of cake.
Before bed.
That's what I do. So I just sit
laying
there.
Down with a stomach full of food.
See, I always try to budget at least like 3 hours before I go to sleep in order to get to like, because you can feel when you get that full ass like,
like
you know, if I lay
gut.
Down right now, yeah, if I lay down right now, it's gonna be bad news. I'm gonna have like indigestion or something like that.
No, you just get gassy.
Oh, I do.
You are unbelievable
it
at
is.
Night.
It's a
do
furnace.
Not be enclosed in a room with this man at night.
No,
especially if he has.
And in the rare occasion I have ice cream or something.
Oh,
like
if
that.
He has chocolate ice cream.
Oh man,
you're gonna be sorry. You're gonna be sorry.
A milkshake? Forget it.
Oh, God, this White Castle. We have to stop it from opening.
It's going to be bad news.
Yeah, it is.
It's been years they've been talking about but this. But now they're really. I don't believe it.
But now they're gearing up because all that land.
To me, it's like global warming. It's never going to happen.
They just updated it in the recent patch.
All right, Ted Cruz.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Right over in that little. The area is clear now, and they're talking about. The problem is it's in the pipeline for years because they got to do zoning. And all the plans have
How
to be
much
approved.
Zoning can be done?
Dude, there's so many fucking
so
things.
I know.
Ask Ken.
I know.
Will tell you.
I know.
And he already had a set up storefront.
I went through it with him with, well, not like went through it, but I heard every
You
got
to have
way.
Exits. You have to have X amount of exits and entrances, and they have to be positioned a certain way for the traffic flow, and there has to be enough room for the trucks to get in.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a drive through. There's got to be X amount of parking. There has to be, you know, fire lanes. I mean, there's so much shit, and, you know. Every
Dude,
town is corrupt,
they,
so it's
the, Red
you probably got to pay people.
Ken wanted to expand to the unit next to him.
Yes.
Right? He has a 2,800 square foot building, right?
Yeah.
Then there's a 1,400 square foot building next to him.
Sitting empty.
It is empty. It has the same address, and he could literally put a hole in the wall and access that.
But
right? So they want him to go through all of the standard, like, property.
As if he were... Opening a brand
as if
new
you were
business.
Brand new, yeah,
absolutely.
Brand new business.
It's retarded.
It's absolutely insane. And on top of that, they wanted him to like pay for parking spaces.
Yeah.
that are not guaranteed to him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh well, you're gonna, now that you have this X amount of potential customers, then you have to be responsible for so many parking spots.
There is no parking.
No,
there's
Red
not.
Bank is a disaster. That's why they're thankfully building parking garages now, or they're
are
going
they?
To be. They're going to
they're,
be.
They are. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
But well,
where are they going
to
put those?
The one.
Could you imagine if they slapped
you know,
it right
You know what
the
else they want to do? You know when you're sitting, say you leave the Cades and it's on your left, you go past Starbucks, you come to West Front Street?
Yeah.
They want to demolish that strip there. And
I would.
Have
I would
an
just
open
demolish
view
it.
To the marina.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Get rid of that shit.
Yeah. So right next to the downtown from like there over.
Yeah,
there's a proposal
in the
idea.
Ground town.
They just want to knock them all down. There's like
I would do it.
Dog groomer, a barber shop, and something else.
Yeah, it's always just some bullshit boutiques.
They never stay there.
There's an antique shop around the corner that's been there forever. Yeah.
Knock those buildings down. Grant those people who are in
added
there
parking and like
all
an open
the
space.
Empty shops that are all existing on Broad Street and see how long they can last in there.
No, that won't happen. They'll
just, I'm
just
saying,
knock them down and say, "Beat it,
yeah,
beat it,
beat it."
Well, that's how I would.
You.
That's how I would do it, though. I mean, yeah.
That was
you
gotta
knock down somebody's business. You gotta give them something.
They'll just do eminent domain, like they always do.
That's true too.
They
That's
can just do that. Red Bank's very corrupt.
Yeah,
hate it.
So
I would never.
There
go
was
there
talk of a parking garage. I can't remember exactly where.
I heard about it recently too. I didn't.
Well, there is one right across from the hospital.
But yeah, that's
yeah.
You can't get in.
I don't know what the.
It's only access for certain people. I think.
Uh-huh.
I think you can get in there.
Well, you probably got to pay then too. Yeah.
You do have to pay.
Yeah, it's like $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
which
is fine. No, it's fine. I would do it, but it's not near anything.
No, it's exactly.
Yeah, then you
got to
walk.
Then
you got to hoof it. In the summer, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. Like last night, there was no parking.
Oh, absolutely. Forget it.
No.
It was bad.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing.
Real bad. It was so busy.
You literally need to get a bicycle and just bike there.
Yeah.
when I was driving in with Mike, he was behind me. And when we left, he was in front of me. But I took a different way to go where I like basically cut him off. And he's like, oh, he's like, you know what? He's like, when we were driving, I saw you in front of me all of a sudden. He's like, I realized, he's like, I don't really know what the traffic's like in Red Bank at night. And I was just like, I wouldn't have had any idea where to park or where to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm like, it is so bad. Like, sometimes it takes like 15, 20 minutes to get from Yestercades to like the bridge.
Yeah.
Because you have to go, like, there's certain paths that you can take where there's no traffic and it's just easier, but it's like goes out of your way a little bit, but it just winds up being better. Like, say if I leave, instead of going to that light by Starbucks, making a right out of that little side street,
yes.
I make the left, and then I cut down the empty side street, which then goes down to the police station, and those lights are almost always green. So that way, boom, you just slice right through, and then all you have to worry about is the traffic before the bridge, and that's it.
It is the pits.
It sucks.
It's bad.
But, it gets more and more congested every year.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can't keep adding thriving businesses and not have parking.
I know.
It's just like most people drive there. Most people don't take the train and walk. The train station's the opposite side of town.
Yeah.
I'm actually just thinking about taking the train there from now on.
you're going to have to
walk. I can park down the street.
Yeah.
Bring the only thing is, that's a walk, though.
That's a walk. It is. Yeah. It's definitely a walk.
I mean, if I was going to Taste, that's right there. But
yeah. Or if you're maybe just going as far as, say, like Wall Street Pub, that's only right there. Wow. So if you just want to go there and drink, that's one thing. But
But when I come in, I have like all these little side streets that I take that just avoids everything. Like,
yes.
They're like by the train station, there's that flashing red light. Mm-hmm. Yes. I go down the back street. It's only like a 25 mile an hour road.
Yes.
But there's no lights. There's no cars on it ever. And then I just make a right by the ice rink. And then you've probably been behind me when
absolutely.
I take that way.
100 times.
It's just easier. We used to go.
You have to. When you live in a state like this, you have to know the back roads.
Like when I get to Shrewsbury Avenue and 520, I don't go all the way up to the light to make the left of the light. I make the left before the gas station, which takes you down that side street where there's the friggin' Scooby-Doo van. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo van sitting
there.
Yeah,
the mystery machine.
Exactly.
I've definitely seen
And
that
I just take
town.
That, and that's boom. You're right there. You bypass all the traffic.
This is what I tell, like, Mandy and, like, my mother.
Nope,
like,
you got to take those straight roads.
Why do you go on the fucking main roads?
So stupid.
You cannot do it. I'm like, what's the difference? I'm like, there is a difference. I don't want to be sitting in traffic.
I can get home sometimes from my job
in
19 minutes.
Yeah. I like driving, not sitting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of the reasons.
Exactly. I'd rather keep the car moving and go a couple extra miles.
Keep the car running.
If I'm going to avoid all the traffic.
Yeah. Pretty terrible.
Well, that's it.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, well, come to Red Bank, folks. Just don't drive.
I was thinking of going there today. I'm going there today. I'm like leaving now.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I'm probably just going to leave everything set up and go and clean up tomorrow.
You going to have a drink?
Yeah, coming.
Maybe.
Come for to wet your whistle. Hey. Okay, it's the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com. Download the show. I'm still working on the Aristo bits.
Yeah.
That should be fun. We're right on the horizon of getting into some really fucking awesome stuff. The 2006 to 2007 run, where you'll be able to hear Steve in his prime, in his drunken prime.
My prime.
Yes.
I was really bringing it to the table.
I think we all were back then.
Absolutely.
We were just young, dumb, full of cum. And
definitely a lot more energetic.
Yeah, I was just happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Now we're just like, Hey, Ted Cruz.
Now I got the noose set up in the garage. I'm just waiting for the day.
Whoops. Yeah, 9/11 was an inside job.
It was. And it was. Jews, and it was. And them. And Neve Schulman.
Big Jew.
I just tell it like it is.
And 9/11 was it cat bait? Was that, what the hell was it?
Catfish.
9/11 was a catfish.
Oh, no.
Wow. I don't know.
It was.
We'll see you next week.
Holograms.
Holograms!